T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Schefter is quite simply one of the best known media members who covers the NFL, a true information guy who has been with ESPN since 2009. He'll be virtually hanging out with Stoney, right, Stoney?
Yes, he will be with me. And Lions general manager Bob Quinn's going to pop in for a little bit. I tweeted where you can sign up and watch and submit questions. Adam was scheduled to be the recipient of the Dick Schaap Media Award that we have at the Hank Greenberg Golf Tournament every year, but because of circumstances, the event has been canceled, postponed, so he agreed to do this virtual deal, and he joins us now. What's up, Shefty?
Stoney, Jimmy, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good.
We are great. We really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Now before we start talking about tonight, we need to talk about the Detroit Lions. And, you know, because you went to school here at the University of Michigan, you know the pain, and a lot of us have been suffering for a long time. Jamie and I believe that there has to be somebody to come up with a 30 for 30 called One in 57, or One Since 57, because we don't believe the world knows that there is an actual football team that have won just one playoff game since 1957.
It's hard to imagine that, and I remember when they played the NFC Championship game in Washington. Didn't they do that one year, right?
Yeah.
And so it's been a long drought for Lions fans. It would be great if they could get some sort of playoff run, an extended playoff run. I would say championship, but let's start small. Let's get an extended playoff run, right, one step at a time. And there are very few fan bases that deserve that more than Detroit right now.
Adam is you know, obviously Bob Quinn is in his fifth year. Matt Patricia is in his third year, and very big question marks surrounding both of them entering what's a pivotal year for the Lions. The Patriot castoffs, or the Patriot tree, the coaching tree, has not been all that effective in the NFL, other than maybe Bill O'Brien, who's obviously going through kind of a weird offseason in Houston. Do you have a theory as to why, or people you've talked to as to why the Crennels, the Weisses, the McDaniels, the Patricias have not worked out to a greater effectiveness?
Well, first of all, you know, a guy like Josh McDaniels was not given that much time, and then there were people that were falling over each other to try to give him a chance. I mean, everybody's different. You know, Matt Patricia, you said, is going into his third year, so that's not that long a time. Like, let's give these guys a chance to carve out their programs, establish it the way they want, bring in their own players, get it going. I know that people like to say, okay, well, Bill Belichick's assistants, by and large, haven't been successful. Bill O'Brien, as you mentioned, has been pretty successful. Brian Flores last year in Miami, I thought, had a pretty good year for a guy that was brought in, excuse me, for a team that everybody was expecting to tank for Tua. I don't like to make broad generalizations. Like, oh, okay, well, they come from the Belichick tree. They haven't worked. Everybody's his own person. And I don't think that anybody should be judged like that. Have some try to do what Bill does? Maybe so. And, again, it's important for people to find their coaching style in their program with their players over time and give it a chance in that way.
I know it's not your job to hire and fire people, but if for some reason the Lions go what people expect them to be, anywhere between, I don't know, 7 wins, 9 wins, whatever, and they are not a contender, that quote-unquote edict, whether that was true or not, would you recommend them, you know, 5 years for Quinn, does that seem to be enough? 3 for Patricia, that seems to be enough if they can't get it done.
No, I don't think changing. I think that change there's too much change, and it keeps me in business in January. but no, I wouldn't recommend that. They hired these men for a reason. They gave them contracts for a reason. And unless they embarrass themselves or embarrass the organization, which they haven't done, then I'm a believer in staying the course. And that's why it's critical when you're making the hire to get that right. That's me. Okay, now, again, there are organizations like the Cleveland Browns that don't agree with me. So that's the way it goes. And I just think that you look at teams, the most successful teams, by and large, are the most stable teams. And there's a reason for that. You look at Pittsburgh. You look at New England. You look at Kansas City. There were people, and I remember this, not this past season, but the season before, I remember doing any number of talk shows, getting any number of questions. Should the 49ers fire Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch? No, they shouldn't. They should stay the course. And they did, and last season they were in the Super Bowl. And so it's very easy to run off people. And at times it's warranted. There are certain coaches that prove that they can't handle it, and they're not up to the challenge. And their behavior is such that it leaves people wondering. But I haven't seen that so far being the case here in Detroit. But, again, let's see how the season plays out.
One last Lions question for me, Adam. It could be the middle of, February, and we could do a topic on Matthew Stafford, and we'd get 1,000 phone calls because he is a very divisive athlete in this town in that he's very good at what he does. He doesn't have the results. He doesn't have a playoff victory. He is paid very handsomely to do what he does. Great guy all around. What's your general feeling, and what do you think the overall league feeling is towards Matthew Stafford in comparison to other quarterbacks in the NFL?
I mean, Matthew Stafford can win. And, again, he's been put into a situation where that franchise has struggled to win, struggled to get to the playoffs. And I believe if you put Matthew Stafford in a lot of situations, he'd win games. I I'm not trying to be too bullish on the line, but yes, I'm for stability and I'm for Matthew Stafford. So that's where I stand on those issues. Like, Matthew Stafford is good enough to win within this league, and they haven't done that. And it's up to that organization to figure out why it hasn't done that. But Matthew Stafford could play quarterback for my team.
To the best of your knowledge, were the Lions offered anything to move down? Because, you know, Bob said, you know, he didn't get one legitimate offer.
Right.
I find it hard to believe they couldn't even get a third-round pick to drop two spots.
Again, my understanding was that they never got, you know, I mean, I could read you the text that I got that night, and it came from both teams, the Lions at 3 and the Giants at 4. Why did the Giants not move back one spot? Why did the Giants not move back with the Chargers, who were always going to take a quarterback anyway? So if there was a team that was willing to move up, you know, the Chargers liked Tua and they liked Herbert. And if they had a preference on one of them, why didn't they leapfrog the Dolphins and go up to the Giants turn at 4 or the Lions turn at 3? The offers just didn't materialize. They just didn't. So I know people wanted the Lions to trade. Listen, I love trades. You know, there weren't any trades in the top dozen picks. Zero. I mean, it was a strange year, and that rarely happens, but it happened this year. And so, again, I get that people wanted the Lions to move back, but it's hard to move back when there's nothing there to move back to.
Adam Schefter is our guest from ESPN. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. How intent do you think the league is to play 16 games and to start when they want to start? You know, they put out their schedule last couple weeks ago, and it seems like business as usual in the NFL. But what's your feeling on how intent they are to get this full season?
Well, a few things. First of all, it is business as usual in the NFL, and the league has had the great fortune of having the pandemic occur basically mid to early March. And so if the NFL could pick a time and script it, that would be the time that you'd want it to begin, so that you could have free agency and you could have the draft and you could have a virtual offseason and then have enough time to try to prepare for the regular season. And in this particular case, I believe the league is 100% determined to get 16 games in. Now, does that mean that the league is starting on time? That I'm not as sure about. I'm supremely confident that they are determined to play 16. Now, the key here is going to be the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl right now is scheduled for, Super Bowl 55 is scheduled for Sunday, February 7th. And I believe that the Super Bowl is the secret sauce that makes all of this possible, where if they moved back the Super Bowl 1 month, March 7th, I don't even know what day of the week that is, but March 7th, we'll call it. You take the first 4 weeks of the season and you fold them into the back of the schedule. Week one becomes 18, 2, 19, 3, 20, 4, 21. And I believe the league was smart enough to design the schedule in that way. Now, it doesn't have to say anything about how that's how the schedule is going to be. But again, if you look back at 2001, which was the year of the 9/11 terror attacks, that was a year in which they took week two of the season and moved it back to week 18, pushed back the Super Bowl 1 week. And I believe the blueprint for this year is from 2001. And the league doesn't have to say anything because you know what? If it can, it will start the season on Thursday night, September 10th in Kansas City, and it will play the full 16 weeks uninterrupted. That would be choice one. And we don't know yet whether choice one is viable or not. But they're going to be patient and diligent and let it play out. And if they can do that, they will. And if not, I believe they can just fold those weeks into the back and start pushing back the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl could go into March. It could go into April. And if it means pushing back the season 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, the league, I believe, will be prepared to do that. But I feel confident that it's going to attempt to play 16 games. Now, whether they can get through 16 games without any outbreaks, any incidents, hopefully the league can, hopefully society can, hopefully everything is moving in a positive direction at that point in time, and there are no issues that derail the season. But I believe the league wants to play 16 games, absolutely, and the question is when it will be able to get those 16 games in.
As a proud alum of the University of Michigan, and we see the helmet and in your bookshelf behind you all the time. You're part of the hype video before the football games. It is incredible. You talk about patience. How patient are you with the football program at your alma mater, and how bad do you want to beat Ohio State?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with what they're doing. I got no issues. They've won regularly. They haven't won the big games. I got it. And so whatever they have to do to figure that out, how to do it, you see I'm a very patient and forgiving and understanding kind of guy.
You are. Yes. I am. Yeah.
You know, I'm not some rash caller that, you know, sees my team lose on Saturday and then is calling you guys on Monday, fire them, get rid of them. You know, everybody's got to go. I think that, you know, people deserve time and deserve chances, and I'm not as reactionary as many people in our society who want instant results right away. And so I just think of the way that Michigan football was before Jim got there, and I didn't like that. That was not enjoyable. And
no.
So, well, it has not risen to the level that we'd all like to see it at, beating Ohio State and competing for national championships. That's where I want our school to be. That's where everyone in Michigan wants Michigan to be. I think that they've taken steps, and they need to continue to take steps. And I don't know whether that means, you know, getting faster guys in there or getting some more blue-chip recruits like Ohio State has gotten. I don't know that. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. I just know that I'm not in a rush to make the changes that other people are.
Well, I just know from, I mean, I don't know him personally, but from following NFL insiders, I assume you guys all hang out together. You probably just want to shut up Albert Breer, I'm guessing, right?
I know Albert. I like Albert fine. Albert's a professional friend of mine, but it's not like I have a lot of close relationships with a lot of people outside of, say, Mort and a lot of the people that I work with.
Yeah. I just knew he's a Buckeye. That's all I know about him. So,
anyway. Listen, win or lose, look, people can do whatever they want with their social media feeds and Twitter accounts and voices, but I always think that you should conduct yourself in a certain way. Win or lose, I don't love the, the constant references to college. That's me. You know, everyone's different. Albert is very proud of his school. He should be. They've been great. So that's his deal.
All right. So tonight, I've tweeted out where people can sign up. It's me, you, and Bob Quinn, and maybe some other special guests for now, when we're just going to shoot the breeze, some conversation about football and other stuff. We might even bring up what's wrong with your New York Knicks.
So we're not firing Bob Quinn before the show tonight, Stoney?
Okay. No. I give him 5 years, you know. Five years is fair.
I'm sure he'll be glad to know. Him and his family will be glad to know that he's safe for tonight's show. That's good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Adam. Looking forward to it.
All right, guys, have a great day. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Be well and stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, there he is. Thanks, Adam Schefter from ESPN, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.